Hi, it's Amanda Hawkins, Head of Mental Health and Counselling Services at RNIB. As RNIB Connect Radio celebrates its 20th anniversary, I can't believe it's been that long, what a fantastic service. We are bringing you 20 plus tips for well-being throughout the month of September. And today I want to talk about mindfulness. Mindfulness is the basic human ability to be present, aware of where we are and what we're doing. It's not overly reactive or overwhelmed by what's going on around us. But it's just about being there in the moment. While mindfulness is something we all naturally possess, it's much more readily available to us when we practice it on a daily basis. And by that, I mean just finding a couple of minutes every day just to sit down and think about what's going on. Whenever you bring your awareness to what you are directly experiencing via your senses, or to your state of mind via your thoughts and emotions, you are being mindful. There's growing research showing that when you train your brain to be mindful, you are actually remodeling the physical structure of your brain. The goal of mindfulness is to wake up to the inner workings of your mental, emotional, and physical processes. Okay, so I have some tips for you today to feel mindful. One of them is, there's a few apps out there now that help you start mindfulness. There's the Apple Fitness app, there's the Headspace app, all of them that are fully accessible. And you can just plug your earphones in, set aside whatever length of time that you want to start, whether or not that's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and just start doing it at the same time, preferably every day. I practice mindfulness and I do it when I wake up with my first cup of tea. I'm still in bed in the morning. I just have 5 or 10 minutes just thinking about where am I, who am I, and what's going on for me. So start small. The other thing is, mindfulness practice is not about being perfect. It's just about doing it every day. You'll find that some days your head will wander around the clouds. You'll be listening to your mindfulness app, maybe, and it's asking you to concentrate on the breathing, but you're thinking about the long list of things you have to do that day. The good thing about mindfulness is it brings you back to that time, and it's not about failing, it's just about practicing. It feels a bit strange to start off, so be prepared to feel a bit strange just thinking about things in that way, but you'll find that every day it gets a little bit easier. And the other thing that you'll find is as you go on, your brain will love that time of just being able to stop for a minute and check in on itself. So I hope my tips have been useful today and that you'll start and keep yourself well over the next couple of months, maybe years. Thank you for listening to my top tips today. Look out for more wellbeing content throughout this month and a very happy 20th anniversary to RNIB Connect Radio.